everyone. Welcome, Paula V here, host of For the Love of Reiki on voiceamerica.com and the show Why Am I So Happy on bbsradio.com. Thank you for joining us today. I have an amazing woman with me today. I'm so excited to share her with all of you. I'm so excited. Today's guest is Kayla Vetter. Kayla has spent more than two decades honing her skills as an intuitive energy healer, so clients in Canada and around the world can live healthier lives, free of density and full of joy. Able to see energy since childhood, Kayla has developed a system for tapping into the dance of divine energy, bridging the gap between humanity and our higher levels so people can release what no longer serves them. The results are astounding. This is just so exciting. First off, Kayla, I would like to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Paula V. It's so exciting to be here with you today and absolutely honored and privileged to be on your shows.
Oh, thank you so much. It is a happy day. I love it.
It absolutely is.
Oh, and I'm really excited that we are going to chat today about your upcoming book, Naked and Awake. This is very exciting. I'm just can't wait to read this book. It sounds so fantastic. When we were chatting, you mentioned you were going to share some information about one of your chapters, Get Off My Yoga Mat. That sounds so fun. Please share that with us, Kayla.
Oh, thank you so much, Paula V. And I just have to say, when you said, oh, we're going to talk about her book coming up soon, and it's Naked and Awake, and I just got a little goosebumps. It was so fun. And just excited to be here and to be sharing this with you, because it is still in, you know, the process of being edited, but I would love, love, love to share with all of you one of the chapters that you mentioned, Get Off My Yoga Mat.
Wonderful.
So I'm just going to read through this, and yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy this. So the first quote is by me, and it's, breathe it in. The greatest act of love is to witness and love another and their journey, regardless of what you think it should look like. So do your friends and loved ones sometimes drive you nuts? Do you see all kinds of ways that they're doing things wrong or inefficiently? Or do you worry about some of their behaviors so much that sometimes it feels like you're going to be ill? Do you just want to step in and fix things for them so they can save them the agony of their own missteps? So be careful that you aren't trying to carry them. There's a difference between carrying people and caring for them. Carrying people is about taking responsibility for the results that they are generating by their own actions. It's about taking charge, fixing, organizing, and otherwise doing things so they're done the perceptively right way. In a way, though, when you carry someone, you're actually insulting them for their own results. Carrying someone makes the assumption that they can't look after themselves, and that is a very disempowering assumption. Yet it's the idea of caring for someone. Caring for someone is about generously allowing them to experience the consequences of their own behavior in the full expectation that since the universe has their back, they don't need you to step in and take over. They're already being looked after by a force that is so much more powerful and all-knowing than you can possibly attempt to be. It's all good. We each have our own yoga mat. So you can imagine the misery that would result if you went to a yoga class and started to do yoga on someone else's mat. Or if someone tried to do their poses on your mat. Can you imagine? What a disaster.
Yes.
Life is like that too. We each have our own metaphorical yoga mat, and there just isn't room for more than one person on that mat. You need to live your own life and let your loved ones live theirs. In my first marriage, I carried my husband all the time. I did countless little things to make sure everything ran smoothly because I didn't want to deal with him being angry. But here's the thing. He was always angry anyway. When my kids were a little bit older and I left, I would ask them every 6 months or so if they ever wished Mommy and Daddy were still together. And one day, my daughter Kylie said to me, "Yeah, I wish you were still together." And I said, "Really? Why would you wish that?" And the answer just floored me, because then Daddy wouldn't be yelling at us all the time. He'd be yelling at you.
Oh, wow.
I had thought that my ex would change. While I was in the marriage, I thought that he was just angry with me, and I thought that things would get better after we split. In the experience, and with my level of understanding at the time, I had to stop carrying him and stop carrying the responsibility for the entire relationship by ending the marriage. Now, that allowed me to release an enormous amount of stress and anxiety and unhappiness. It allowed me to start to look after myself and my kids in healthy ways. So, my ex-husband's yoga mat. At one point, I went to my ex-husband's house to tell him that I was really sorry that things had turned out the way they had turned out. I said that I wished things could have been different. But I also said we had two beautiful girls, and I wanted us to be able to at least be okay with each other so that we were not angry all the time. For their sake, he looked at me, stood up, and said, "Get out of my house."
I
hated to see him so miserable, and I didn't like how he treated me, but I had to trust that the universe had a bigger plan. Easier said than done, right?
Yes.
Even though my egoic self wants to take control and carry everyone and make everything all perfect, I also know that there are certain places where you cannot intervene, where you need to stay on your own yoga mat, not take responsibility for the unhappiness of other people, and just trust that it's all unfolding the way it needs to unfold. Here's another example of how carrying works. My mom took a bad fall one day, and she said, "I feel so bad about making everyone worry." Well, that's one way of looking at it. "You don't make everyone worry," I said. "It's their choice to worry about you or not. I don't worry about you. I just love you." So worrying is about carrying. Loving is about caring. You can't have worry and love in the same space. One is fear-based and one is love-based.
Yes.
If you're worrying about someone, you're creating even more things to worry about. My mother was very busy judging herself and being hard on herself, when really, this was an opportunity for everyone to care about her rather than carry her. One experiment you can do to get a sense of how much you are carrying rather than caring is to stop and be the observer for a while. I went out for a coffee with a friend a while ago and did the very thing, and boy, was it challenging. When you agree to observe and not judge, you put yourself in the position of being able to choose your response to other people's stuff. My friend has recently had some redirects from the universe, and she's unable to work. We've had conversations before where I've tried to leap to her assistance and do whatever I could to make her world better. On this one particular visit where I was just observing and not responding, she told me about how she had seen people shopping at the Salvation Army store, which is a low-priced secondhand store. And she was absolutely outraged to see a couple of people who owned other secondhand shops wheeling through the aisles with full shopping carts. My friend felt that it was wrong for these people to be buying clothes at a lower price, reselling them at a higher price. She perceived that these people were taking something away from her. In previous conversations, I might have leapt in and tried to make her feel better about herself and her situation, but in that moment, I was observing her non-judgmentally and decided to ask her to consider another possibility. I mentioned to her that my husband had purchased some products from a store that was going out of business. And it turned out that he purchased more product than his business needed. He then resold the excess at a fair price, however, at a slightly higher price than his company had paid for the goods. He was taking Was he taking something away from someone else? I asked. That's different, my friend said. I asked if she would be willing to see that people who went out finding clothes to resell were actually doing work that others would be willing to pay extra for, so they didn't have to do that work. The energy shifted, and my friend became very upset with me. Our visit ended on that note. So I was able to look at the entire situation with so much compassion and realize that up until that conversation, I had been an enabler in my friend's life. When the fear of not having enough had crept into her world in the past, I had not been of assistance. I had commiserated with her and jumped in and tried to change her circumstances. I had actually carried this person. It was all very interesting. In deciding not to carry her, I was given the opportunity to see the world a different way. How she reacted to my position was not my responsibility, but as I was sorry, it brought disharmony into our relationship. What if instead of getting upset and coming from a place of lack and fear, we were able to look at the entire bigger picture and simply trust that our higher levels, God, the universe, divine grace, Jesus, all the ascended masters, your guides and angels, and whoever else you might have on your spiritual team, have got your back. When we are fearful, our ego and judgments of others have a great time beating us down. What if we could blow apart the paradigm of being a victim or the paradigm of lack? How amazing would it be if you could live your life in the flow of what is presenting and know that your higher levels have your back? What if you could live your life without fear? What if you could live your life in total trust and fluidity? Our vibration is like the frequency of a radio station or a channel. It vibrates at its own unique level. Higher or lower don't equate to better or less than. They're just different. When I say frequency, I mean that more awake you become, the more aware you become of your ego, your logical mind, and the spiritual being of you. You become more neutral with life in general, and you stop carrying people so much. You allow yourself to be completely vulnerable in certain situations. The more you stand in who you are, the more your frequency rises, because you're really trusting the universe and you're getting that there is a much bigger plan for you than what you can see in front of your face. And that is, that's true for you. It's true for everyone, which means you can care without carrying. They're going to be just fine. And so are you. So I'm not a scientist, so you'll have to Google your way through exploring this, but it has been scientifically proven that each cell in our body is its own entity. Every single cell that makes up your body is of the one, and we are joined in humanity and in our divinity. Sometimes when we are called to experience sadness, we witness a change from pity or sorrow to divine love, but sometimes that makes us weep from a place of love. Love for the person or situation that triggered our emotions. We hold that divine love for them, and we feel gratitude for the fact that they are on this journey with us. We weep for the emotions that we are experiencing, but also for all of humanity. And in doing so, we assist in the shifting of density that has entangled human experiences for many lifetimes in the effort to keep us safe. We are already safe. There is no need to carry other people. They too are already safe. Stay on your own yoga mat and don't invite people onto it with you.
I love that. Oh, I love that, Kayla. Just absolutely fantastic. And I love that You know, you mentioned that when we are in the love and trust and caring, we are at a higher vibration, and that benefits us, that benefits them. And when we are worrying about someone, we're in a low vibration, and that actually creates more of that low vibration energy. Beautiful.
Oh, Absolutely. And, you know, one of my favorite things to say is when you worry, it's like praying for what you don't want.
Yes.
Because.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you get into this place of being in concern and worry, and really, you have no control over that situation, no matter what it is. And when you worry, it's like you're holding the space for this lower frequency stuff to come in. So it's about shifting that and start, you know, picturing whatever it is you're worrying about, picture it well and at peace or thriving and, you know, in vitality and well-being. It's, it's interesting. We, especially as parents, we really like to, as Brené Brown would say, we like to dress rehearse for disaster.
Yes.
That doesn't even exist yet.
So. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is so fantastic, Kayla. We do have to pop out, everyone, for a break, but Kayla and I will be right back. Thank you, Kayla.
Thank you, Paula V.
Everyone, this is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. And welcome back. I am here today with Kayla Vetter. She is a freedom leader, heart healer, and awakening advocate. We are having so much fun. If you're just joining us, Kayla was just telling us that she's going to share a really fun story with us. So welcome back, Kayla. Welcome back. I'm so excited to hear this fun story you're going to share.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully we haven't built up too high of an expectation. I wanted to share, Paula, just hang on 1 second.
Yes.
I'm getting a sip of water.
Yes.
See, there's that, you know, showing up at the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
How we're all so perfectly imperfect. Your show is so awesome.
Oh,
why am
thank
I so
you.
Happy? I love it.
Oh,
and I
you.
Love you, Paula.
I love
and
you.
And just wanted to thank you again for having me. And
my
honor. I wanted to share this story about, you know, going with the flow and listening to my higher levels and having fear come up and my ego yapping in my ear. I was on a beautiful retreat with a bunch of soul family, and we were in the mountains in Sedona. And the leader of this retreat had said at the beginning, before we ventured down these paths, that, you know, although you all feel like you're going to make it to the very top, some of you won't. And to just be okay with that, and some of you will, and you might be surprised by that. You just never know what's going to happen. And I'm a hiker. I love hiking. And I was like, oh, I'm going to the top. This is it. Woohoo! And I'm thoroughly enjoying this. You know, going through the trails and being connected to nature and feeling the connection of, you know, the ancestors and the land and the history and, you know, the connection with these beautiful soul families. And we were doing what they call scrambling. And scrambling is when there's loose rock and then there's, you know, flat rock, and you're basically scrambling. You're walking up like a bear at some points. You know, you've got your hands on the ground and your feet on the ground and your bum up in the air, and you're kind of scrambling. And so we get up to this one ridge, and I'm like, okay, let's do this. And I've got a couple of ladies with me, and I get to the beginning of this, what I said looks like a butt crack, to be quite honest. I looked at it, and I was like, well, this is interesting. To the left side, there's a few rocks and stuff, but really it's quite a significant drop down, straight down. And to the right is this beautiful rock mountain. Nice and smooth, so there's a wall. And then there's this little tiny path between some of these rocks that goes up this crack. And you have to go up there. And I got to the beginning of this, and I was about to go, and I froze. And I was like, oh my gosh. And this fear came over me, and I was like, I can't do this. I just knew I can't do this. So I went back down. I said, you guys go ahead. I'm just going to go down here, and I'm going to sit, and I'm going to meditate. And mm-hmm. I found this lovely space. And the leader who had taken us on this retreat was already way up there. And then I heard her voice. And I heard her saying, Kayla. Oh. Kayla. And I'm like, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm staying down here. I'm perfectly fine. This is lovely. It's beautiful. She says, Kayla, you need to come up here. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going to try and get me to go, and I don't want to go. And she got me up back up to the edge, and I was standing there, and I'm literally hugging the side of this mountain. My hands are sweating. I'm freaking out. And she looks at me and she says, find that cosmic three-year-old. Find the cosmic three-year-old. You're 3 years old. What would you do? And I'm looking at her. I'm panicking because I can't find a three-year-old. And she also says, you're four. Find the four-year-old. And at that moment, this little four-year-old boy comes hopping down the mountain and says to his parents, you guys are too slow. And I'm like, oh, my word. So I looked at her, and she says, I've got you. I'm right behind you. You've got this. You're going to do this. And I'm like, I'm really scared. She says, I see that. And my body is shaking. So I start to go, and I am as low to the ground as I can get. I'm practically doing a body crawl up this thing. People are coming down this particular path at the exact same time, and they're stepping to the side of the drop-off. And as I'm going up, I'm thinking, oh, my word. I'm concerned about these people stepping to the side, but I'm really more concerned about myself. And these people who I don't know, who I've never met, started to cheer me on. I'm getting teary-eyed just talking about this.
Oh.
This humanity, this compassion, yes. This love, this support that was coming through these people saying, you're almost there, you got this, you're doing great, just keep going. And it was being cheered up this butt crack of this mountain. And I got to the top, and I was just so relieved, and I was so in awe of the beauty of everything around me at that time, because it was a totally different space. And I pushed past my ego trying to keep me safe. I didn't need to figure out what it was, why it was triggered. Yeah. I pushed through it, and I got past the fear, and I was totally safe, and I was totally looked after. And there was so much more to that as we continued to climb up this amazing journey. And we came up to the very, very top. And as I came up over this top edge, it was like the kiss of God. This breeze came up and just kissed my face. It was beyond spectacular. It was such a release from all these fears that had held me back that I didn't even know I had.
Yes.
And so the point of it is to, yeah, the ego's going to blah, 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 blah. But really, it's just getting back to that place of, I'm totally safe, I'm totally looked after, I can do this, and it's not a race, it's a journey. And so it's not a competition about who's going to get there first, take your time. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So I wanted to share that with you, because we all have fear, and it'll come up in the most bizarre places sometimes.
Yes.
And it's acknowledging the ego and acknowledging the fear that's coming up and pushing through it and doing it anyway.
Yes, I love that. Acknowledge it, acknowledge the ego, but push through it. Oh, that's so beautiful. And I love that you were in Sedona. Oh my gosh, I love Sedona.
Yeah, it's a magical place. Oh my goodness, for sure. And to just, you know, remember that, yeah, your ego is going to come up.
Yes.
And you might be afraid. And I'm sure you were nervous when you first got asked to do the radio shows. And
yes,
you did it anyway.
Very.
Like things like that. You just do it.
Yes. Oh.
And then it doesn't exist anymore. And now I hike all over the place.
Because really, by, you know, pushing through that, you gain freedom, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? There's so much freedom in that. It lightens the load. It's like, wow, I did that.
Yes.
And it's the ego that really stops us from, you know, flying forward. And from that, I actually do take people out on the trails, and I assist them energetically in this amazing capsule of Source, which is out in the nature. And it opened up a whole new program for people who are local to be able to come out on these hikes and experience nature and learn some tools to assist themselves and start to remember who they really are instead of who they've been taught to be.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it definitely opened things up.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And, you know, you were assisted by those people supporting you. And the work you do, Kayla, you assist others in, you know, fulfilling their desires and empowering themselves and awakening themselves. But tell us, what do you do when you want to assist someone, but that person doesn't want to get assistance? What do we do there?
Yeah, that's a beautiful question, Paula. Oh my goodness, it's a loaded question too. So, you know, it's fun when we start to get on our own path and our own journey of awakening, and we're so excited and we're so happy and we want to share it with everyone and anyone who will listen. And for those who are on a journey and they're maybe not where you're at, it can feel like a bit of an assault, you know, when really you're coming from a beautiful space and you're excited and you want to assist them. And it's just to remember that really each person is on their own individual journey. And, you know, they're going to get what they need to get when they need to get it. And when it's more about when they're ready to get it, they'll get it. And, you know, you may think, oh, you know, I could give them some advice here to kind of advise them to steer around these potholes. But those potholes may be the very thing that's going to catapult them into who they're meant to be, into their awakening. And it's like when you can see that and get that, nobody's broken and nobody needs to be fixed. And everything, and I mean everything, is absolutely happening for you and not to you. And in the moment, it may seem perceptively terrible and harsh, and you can see that they're struggling. And at the same time, they're not wanting your assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you've offered it. And they're like, no, I don't want it. Or I'll have a client come to me and say, you know, oh, I've got this. I have this beautiful, beautiful woman on this retreat who had come to me probably a week before the retreat and said, yeah, I tripped and I fell and I hurt my knee and my ankle and it's really sore, and could you assist me with this? And I tuned in and I just moved a little bit of energy on it. But the fact of the matter was, she wasn't done with it. She hadn't gotten whatever it was she had to get out of it. And it wasn't about the injury. There was some emotional stuff connected to that that she wasn't quite ready to look at. And I attempted to assist her, and she wasn't ready, so I let it go. And when we were on the retreat, she finally says, you know, I think I'm done with this. And I said, okay, let's move it. And it was so funny because I moved it and it was gone. It was just gone. And she spent about 20 minutes looking for it. She walked around. She kept bending her knee, moving her ankle. And she's like, I just don't quite, what happened? And I said, well, what happened, sweetie? You were ready to move that, and you had to go through a process. And I was aware of what her emotional process was, and she had done it, and it catapulted her forward into a new understanding of love and compassion, and coming from a place of beyond the density, beyond the judgment. And it freed her up. And so I was able to move that energy quickly and easily. So to just know, as all of us are on this journey of awakening, and we're all in different places, and we're all in the perfect place for ourselves, that really all you ever have to do is create and hold the space by standing in who you are, to allow others to see that it's safe, so they can then to step into their own space. So like what you're doing, Paula, is with this amazing show, Why Am I So Happy? It's, you are creating this space, this place where people can watch and listen and learn. And when they're ready, they can step into that space because you've created it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And I hope that makes sense to everybody there. It's like everything is happening for you and not to you. And you're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. We all need assistance sometimes, but it's being perceptive as to when a person is really asking for assistance, or if they're just in part of their journey that you're able to see and navigate and assist them, and they're not looking for your assistance. You see what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And
oh, I love it.
It brings us to, I'm sorry, this is what's coming up for right now in the moment. I'm being shown, you know, a lot of people will worry. You know, moms are really great worriers. I mean, they've got that stuff down to an art.
Yes.
You know, how to worry, how to, you know, dress rehearse for a disaster that hasn't even happened. That's an easy one for me to share, because if you're a parent, or you have an animal, or you have somebody in your life who you just love so much, you know, we worry. And worrying is like praying for what you don't want. And brings us to the next point, which is praying. When you're praying for somebody else, say I'm like sitting here and I'm like, I'm praying for you, Paula. I really want you to be successful. I really want this for you. I want that for you. I want this for you. Source, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, isn't going to answer my prayer for you. It's going to answer the prayer for me. So it's going to bring me whatever I need to be completely neutral with all of it, and trust that it's all coming together. Because you have your own connection to Source.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's...
I hope I didn't just overload everybody there. But it was a lot of information.
No, that's... You know, that's a great statement. That's, you know, that is something to look at that in that way. Because when we say a prayer for someone, we kind of think it's all about them. But really, we're really connecting, correct?
Yes, it's absolutely about you.
Mm-hmm.
And Source isn't going to answer a prayer for somebody else. They're going to answer the prayer for you.
Yes.
Do you see what I mean? And we are powerful creators. You know, if somebody's not well, and maybe they're going through a health issue or a struggle, picture them, imagine them in vitality and well-being. Regardless of what their journey looks like, just picture them with vitality and well-being, just pulsating through their entire body, their entire physicality, their entire energetic bodies. Focus on that. Bring that to the attention. And then, you know, whatever you're vibrating out is what's coming to you.
Yes.
So when you can see somebody in a new light, it's amazing how they'll be able to see themselves in that light without you saying anything at all.
Yes, yes. I recently had a Reiki practitioner come to me for Reiki practitioner mentoring and advice. And one of her questions, she asked me, you know, we were talking about the archangels and, you know, asking the angels, asking Source, opening up to that and trusting that. And she was just, you know, amazed and could not believe that she could ask the angels and they would hear her and they would be with her. What do you say on that line, Kayla, when
I
we ask?
Say, you guys are bang on. We have so much assistance available to us. And part of it is, you know, we as humans, we get stuck in this, you know, I got this, I'll just do it. It's easier if I just do it myself,
mm-hmm.
rather than, you know, like I'll use my kids as an example because it's an easy example. One of my daughters empties the dishwasher. The other one loads it. People come in and out and throughout the day, and they'll see dishes piled up on the counter. And some people might get upset with that. But for me, it's like, okay, but that's for her to do. It's I'm just going to let it go, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let it go, and she's going to get that done, which is kind of off topic of asking for assistance. But, you know, anything, like before we started this conversation on this call, I asked for assistance. I called in all of my angels, all of my ascended masters, so on and so forth, starseed family, to assist me and be on this journey with me, with you on this call. See what I mean?
Yes.
And as soon as you do that, it has somewhere to come in.
It does.
But if you're stuck in this, I'll just do it myself. It's easier. I don't need anybody's help. I got this. You're cutting yourself off from source.
Yes.
And it's like you're not alone. You're never alone.
Exactly.
It's always there. And then people in their journey of awakening, they start to go, oh, yeah, that was never there before. Yes, it was.
Yes.
You just didn't want to ask for it. You didn't ask for the assistance. So just ask. It's right there.
I love that, Kayla. And I swear, you know, in the mornings when I call in the archangels and the guides and I ask and I open and trust, the energy in the room changes. It does. I mean,
oh,
you just feel it. You know they're there. Yes, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. You feel it and you feel that assistance.
Yes. It's so fantastic. Oh, well, with that, everyone, we are going to go to break knowing how loved we are and how much assistance we have out there. It's just something to celebrate. It really is. So, everyone, we will be right back. Kayla, we will be right back.
Can't wait.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Paula V here with Kayla Vetter. We are in our final segment today, and this has just been so fantastic. I just adore Kayla. You just have some great inspiration and caring for all of us. Kayla, I really love what you've been speaking about, the message of love and that we are all supported and how we can carry others and carry the worry for others. So I would like to ask, what are some of the ways that carrying the worry for others, how does that affect our health?
Wow, Paula V, it is just such a joy, first of all, to be here sharing all this with you.
Thank you.
Couldn't be in a better place, and I just so appreciate you and so much gratitude for being here and for being on this journey of awakening with you, Paula V. You're just fantastic. And that's a really great question. What are some ways that carrying can affect your health? Well, there's lots of ways that carrying can affect your health, and I bet you if we put it out to everybody who's listening, they could come up with quite a few themselves. But, you know, let's just brainstorm this a little bit. It's like, you know,
Great.
It can affect your health in the sense that you're creating stress by being in that frequency of worry. Because really, when you're carrying someone, you're worried and concerned that they're not going to get it right.
Yes.
And the beautiful thing is they can't get it wrong. And so it's like when you step into that drama and you're worrying about others and you're wanting them to do it the way you're doing and you're getting frustrated that they're not, and you really are coming from a place of love, but it's not really assisting them or you, it can create unwellness in your physical body. I mean, it can show up with as simple thing as a cold. It could be, it's exhausting for one. When you're in your ego, if you're in your ego, and then you finally figure out that you've been in your ego, and you get it, that, okay, well, this isn't mine. This is someone else's journey, and I don't need to be putting all my energy into this. And when you get that, you will be flipping exhausted. Mm-hmm. Your ego will exhaust you because your mind is just spinning. So it can create exhaustion. It can, bring on viruses. It can affect your entire nervous system. It can affect how you eat, what you eat. It can run the gamut on your body. And for some people, it can affect their heart. And some people will have, heart issues. It's like having a stress, and you're creating all these different chemicals within your body, and then they're activating these little things within your physicality, which then present as illness or being unwell in some way, shape, or form. So without a doubt, it can affect your well-being.
Yes.
I hope I said that okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody understands what I'm talking about.
And, that's really a challenge and a balance to love and care about, all the people we care about and the people we don't care, that we don't know even, to care about the world, to care about things happening in the world, but yet not worry. I know myself, I can see something on the news and I'm just heartbroken, and I send Reiki, I send love to that person, that animal. And I want to continue to do that because I want to send that love and that energy to them. But it's hard not to hold that hurt inside too, that sadness.
Yeah. Well, I would love to share with you, for a long time, I actually stopped watching the news for that very reason. And then I was able to go far enough along in my journey that, and I'm going to attempt to share this with you all so that you can have a little bit better of understanding, is, we all have our roles that we came here. We all have things we came here to experience, and even the animals that came here to experience things are really the things that are actually catapulting and assisting humanity to wake up. And so when we go into this space of worry and it's not even compassion, it's just such deep sadness, to remember that these beings, whether they're animals or people or whatever it is, they have a role. They came here to have that experience, and it's about sending them well-being and vitality, whether they're still in a physical body or not. And to just trust that, with the news, you're never getting everything. You're getting what they want to show you, which assists you in staying in this space of fear. So if the news is bothering you, I would highly, highly recommend you just stop watching it until such time that you're able to really see above all that density, which, by the way, will happen quite quickly when you're less bombarded by the things that bring up the fear and the duality and the separateness of it all. And the news is really there to bring in a lot of fear. I know that's crazy. I know a lot of people are sitting there going, what? I love my news. But think about, how do you feel after you watch the news? So if you're not able to look at it with neutrality, maybe it's not on the highest to watch for a while. You want to practice being in that space of, love and compassion and trust. And when you can do that for a while, it's like anything else. You don't think about it as much after a while, and it just becomes a way of being. And you're not triggered, because when you're triggered, it's really your ego.
Yes.
I hope that makes sense.
Yes. Something that helps me is, I'm a big petition signer. you know, when there's a petition to help with something or to, you know, send a message. I'm all about that because, you know, one person can do something. So, and that really makes you happy and makes you feel good. Okay, this is going on. This makes me sad. But you know what? I put something out there. I made an effort. And then that really helps me to move on and feel better because I just, you know, we each can make a difference. Yeah.
Yeah, and if it gets you into that space of love and gratitude and expansion and moving forward, then absolutely, that's a great thing to do. If it gets you into the space of spinning downwards and, you know, spiraling, maybe it's not a thing for you. So it's figuring out what works for you and what works for somebody else may not be the same thing, but absolutely try things and see what works for you.
So for, okay, let's say a listener is listening today and they're like, wow, okay, I love this. How do I figure out what works for me? Any thoughts on that?
Well, it's like anything else in life, you got to make moving on something. Mm-hmm. If it grows legs, then great. If it doesn't, oh well, something else will. So you got to just try things. You got to be willing to put yourself out there. You know, if you're sitting there thinking, oh, geez, I've always wanted to take a cooking class, but I don't have time and I don't have this and blah, blah, blah. You're just creating all these really well-rehearsed, well-practiced excuses to keep you from your joy. So go for it. You know, just go for it.
I love it. Go for it.
Just go for it. You know, there's a thing with this carrying versus caring, and it's kind of funny because a lot of us actually carry ourselves. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about with, you know, how do we find our joy? What are some ways that we can do that? And it's, you know, again, if you look at the activities we've done through this, you know, sharing of the chapter and some of the juicy, delicious questions you've asked, you know, what do you think caring is? What is caring? What are some ways that you've carried others? Well, I bet you, if you look at that one, you can find ways that you've carried yourself. And it's things that we, you know, that talk, that self-talk we have of, yeah, I can't do that. I could never do that. Although I'd like to, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's paying attention to that just for a moment and then doing it anyways.
Yay.
You know?
Yes.
Just go for it.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Oh, Kayla, you are just, this is so awesome. I am loving this today, having so much fun. I would love you to take a moment, if you would, and share with the listeners how they can reach you or find out more about you, your website, whatever you'd like to share with us would be fantastic.
Absolutely. I would love to share that the Freedom team here has been really, really busy, and we are creating some really exciting programs that are going to be out soon. So I would say the best way to see what we're up to is to go to www.kayla, and it's spelled K-A-A-Y-L-A, Vedder, V-E-D-D, er.com, or an easy one to remember is freedom21.ca. It'll take you to the same site, and you can have a look on there of what programs are up and coming. I also do private sessions, as well as I do an accelerated freedom journey, and that one there is really delicious, and it's for those people who are really wanting to go on the fast track of awakening and releasing lots of limiting beliefs, lots of entanglements of past lives, things they've picked up along the way that just aren't serving them in their journey in this lifetime. So lots of juicy stuff comes up on those accelerated freedom journeys, and there's lots of tools that are shared that you can practice with on your own in between our sessions. So for those who are really wanting to accelerate forward fast, that's the program. I would highly recommend it.
Oh, I love it. I love it, Kayla. Well, we are down to about 3 minutes left of the show. What last words would you like to share with all the listeners today?
Oh, wow. I would absolutely love to share the fact that, you know, every single one of us here is so loved, and we all matter, and we are all more than enough, just as we are. And to just breathe that in and to remember that the best way to assist others is to assist yourself and to create that space by having the courage to be in all of who you are, so that then they too can step into all of who they are. Because it is absolutely, fractally impossible not to affect all of humanity with your courage to stand in your own light. We are all made of the same stardust. So go out there and create some space.
I love it. I love it. Ah, such an inspiration. It's such an inspiration.
So I have to say, Paula V,
yes.
I am super excited to be on this journey with you, who, by the way, she's very humble and she's not saying much about this. But she's got some really exciting stuff coming up as well in assisting in sharing all of these juicy, delicious bits of information for all of humanity so that we can all stand in who we are in our light and create that space. So she is doing an amazing job creating that space as well. And just an honor and a privilege to be here with you, Paula V, in all of your areas which you're expanding out.
So. Oh, thank you so much. And I have to say something I really haven't mentioned on any shows. I am writing my first ebook, which is called Why Am I So Happy? So, you know, chatting with you, Kayla, is such an inspiration for me, and this show especially tells me, because I was nervous at first, and now I'm just rolling, I can do this, and your words have been so positive with that. I just want to thank you.
Oh, thank you, hon. You're so welcome, and yeah, we can do it, guys.
Yes.
Finding the courage to stand in the unknown. And when you're in the unknown, there's more unknown that will present, and it gets easier, and it's exciting.
Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, just an absolutely fabulous show today, Kayla. I am just so happy to share you with everyone. And they will be able to listen to this show on Voice America and my BBS show, Why Am I So Happy?, as well as on Real Revelation Radio. So you are just out there, and I'm so honored, Kayla.
And I'm honored as well. So thank you so much. And yeah, another great, amazing day is waiting for all of us. So I wish everybody just the most love, and to just remember that you're never alone. And if you need assistance, just ask. We all need assistance from time to time, and to just ask.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Love, hugs, blessings your way, Kayla.
Thank you. And right back to you too, Paula V.
Thank you. And to my listeners out there in the U.S. and around the world, love, hugs, and blessings, and have a happy day, everyone. Thank you so much.